Hello. Today is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. And this is Chuck, broadcasting live from Chuck's Place. Today's topic, energetic life comes of age. The world has zoomed into a virtual habitat of connection. With the physical world on lockdown, the human spirit has found its way to energetic community and heart-centered connection. The technological infrastructure is well advanced to support our necessary journey into virtual reality. However, it has the physical limitation of requiring electricity and machinery to maintain connection. The ideal energetic connection would shed this physical dependence through the medium of the energy body. In his out-of-body journeys into the future, Robert Monroe experienced a future time on Earth where human beings lived dominantly in their energy bodies. Their physical bodies were kept securely safe to be worn like costumes occasionally, like we now do at a Halloween celebration. This evolutionary transition into energetic life is our human spirit's manifest destiny. Spirit prefers the largesse of infinity to the confinement of limits. The human spirit is at the gateway to expanded possibility. Actually, this is likely the same for the spirit in all things, human or otherwise. In a dreamscape the other night, I encountered a bug that had invaded my living space. Not wanting to kill the intruder, I sought to return it to its natural habitat. I discovered that to be a shallow pond where others of its kind were swimming about. After returning to its home, it immediately climbed out, letting me know that it was moving on to new adventures beyond the comfort of its known world. Spirit likes comfort, but ultimately tires of the familiar. The heart of all addiction is spirit seeking more, whether it be through substance, materialism, or daring leaps of faith. Our planet Earth has given herself freely to the insatiable human spirit. The resources of her body have been the building blocks of our spirit's expansive hunger. Her body can no longer surrender itself to our excessive demands, and she knows it is time for us to let go of our dependence upon her physical bounty and move on to discover our energetic potential. The basics of this energetic transition begin with dreaming. Dreaming is where the energy body is fully active. The task is to bring waking awareness into the dream space. Though there are many techniques to achieve this, the simplest is through intent. Don Juan Matos said, "We reach intent through intending." State, "I intend to remember my dreams. I intend to remain aware when I dream. I intend to journey out of body. I intend to meet such and such in dreaming. I intend to explore the moon in dreaming. The possibilities are endless." The key here is gentle, patient persistence. Know that your intent will be realized because we all have an energy body awaiting waking consciousness for direction. Keep your intention free of the heaviness of pressure and judgment. The subtle world of energy requires a much lighter touch than the physical world. Take full advantage of the physical pause of now to begin the energetic discovery of self. It all begins with intent. Intend and see what happens. Intent, Chuck. With love to you all. Be well.